It's a schosset and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to learn with you, Divrei Torah, to talk about the Parsha, and to come out with major yesodos, major foundation points for life. As we all know that Eretz Yisrael and America are doing two different Parshas until the end of Bamidbar. So what we've been doing is we've been asking questions from both and then trying to come out with a major yesod. This week's Parsha in America is Parshas Bechukosai, as they finish up Sefer Vayikra, and in Eretz Yisrael is Parshas Bamidbar. But before I start and we ask the questions, I want to tell you a story that happened to me this week. It's always great when the things that I talk about, they come to life. And as we know, I love playing basketball. I don't like giving up. Not so good, but I still try. And I do my one-on-ones. This week, I had a major one-on-one because I was playing one of the best players in Yeshiva, and on the line was Shona Bet. If I win, he has to come back Shona Bet. And if I lose, my wife has to make him two blondies, two big trays of blondies. And obviously my wife, she does everything for me, she'll do it, but I didn't want to tell her about it. So the game started, he thought he was going to destroy me, and the first game, he did destroy me. He wiped me on the court, and I don't like losing. So I said to him, very important words, double or nothing. So he said, yeah, double or nothing, that means your wife's going to have to make me four blondies? I said, no. If you win, my wife will make you two blondies and a deli roll. Double or nothing. So the game starts, second game. He's going up 6-2. He's all proud of himself, thinking about his deli roll and his blondies. And then I make a comeback. And during that point, I said, remember, this is for Shona Bet. Important. I come back, and it's tied 8-up. Now, I'm in not such good shape. And I know that he has a lot more stamina than me. He was a great basketball player. He played for Torah Academy. I was on the team of Torah Academy. He played. I didn't. I knew that if it's tied up, got to win by two. Once he gets that, he has more stamina than me, I'm finished. So what did I do? I dive into Hashem, and I said, Hashem, this game is not for me. It's for him. Shona Bet will be amazing for him. And also, I can't make my wife make a 40-course meal. Blondies and deli roll. Obviously, she's going to do it, but that's not nice. She has to get involved in my shtuyot again. So I dive into Hashem, please let me win. Tie game 9-up. And I come away and I win 11-9. And I'm so excited. And I say to him, okay, Shona Bet. He says, no, double or nothing. And I said, what do you mean? It was for Shona Bet. It got a little heated. We said, we're going to go talk to the Rosh Hashiva. Is he going to come Shona Bet or not? I don't know. But, although I'm not sure if he's going to come or not, all I know is that the more a person gets out of himself, and the more a person, it's not for him, it's for someone else. The more you get out of yourself, the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the greater your life's going to be. But again, I know I talk a lot about relationships. I'm not going to go talk about that today. A whole new Yisod, but we got to build it up. We got to learn the Taita. Don't worry, there'll be stories. I'll try not to make it so long. Of course, there'll be stories. But let's learn the Torah together. We're going to ask a couple of questions. Parshas Bechukosai. America is laying Parshas Bechukosai, finishing up by Yikro, Chazak, Vinit Chazek, and the Torah begins in Parshas Bechukosai. The Torah says the following, in Bechukosai, Teilechu, Perachava, Pasakimol, Vemistosai, Tishmor, Vasisim Osam, if you will go in my statutes and observe them, my commandments, and perform them. And the first question is, which we spoke about a little last week, we spoke about Bechukosai, and Rashi brings down for the Medrash, that you need to be amelus. You need to toil yourself. You need to get out of your comfort zone. You need to realize that you could do anything. Don't set limits on yourself. Go for the gold. It was amazing. My daughter, who's a little quieter than the other ones. I got some very loud kids, Baruch Hashem. And she's a little quieter. Let's say an introvert. It's more similar to my wife than me. Yeah, and also, but at the same time, quieter. And she doesn't like, make that phone call to the supermarket at supper time. They're closing, taking the Rav-Kav, the bus thing that you pay for the bus and paying. She doesn't like that. She told me, she asked me, we're on the bus, because we're always on the bus. And she said, Dati, I want to go pay. And I said, that's awesome. So she takes the Rav-Kav and she goes to the bus, pays for everyone, and she comes back and she has said, Tati, I came out of my comfort zone. Unbelievable. That's what life's about. Coming out of your comfort zone. However, another question, a gavaldic question. In Bechukosai Teilechu, if I would ask you, when we're talking about a person, and we're talking about what does that mean to follow Hashem and get close, you'd say he's a commitment, he's orthodox, he's religious. What is this Lashon of Teilechu that you will go? It's a verb, going. Well, what is this language of going? You don't say, I'm going, right? What does that mean? And furthermore, how come it says a Lashon of Bechukosai, Lashon Chakika? What does that mean? Chakika is carving. Why the language of Bechukosai representing the idea of carving? What is this whole idea? That's question one. We know a lot of times we do in units of three. Chazal studies that you remember things better in units of three. So we do three questions. Sometimes I throw in 3B, 3C. I'll do more than three, A lot of questions. Maybe I'll do that again today. We'll see. But Chazal, they do it. Think about it, right? We know we have Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, set three. We have in the Midbar, Parshas Bamidbar for Eretz Yisrael. We have the Mon, we have the Anon Yakovid, the cloud and the food, the Mon and the bear and the water. So many sets of three. We get to the start of Bamidbar. Bamidbar, Eretz Yisrael, Chazak, Benit Chazek for America, finished by Yikra. Our third, I think we have a share on every single Parsha for Bereishis Shemos and Vayikra. And we start Parshas Bamidbar, and the Torah tells us, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Bamidbar Sinai Ba'oel Moed. And before you attack any Parsha, before you start the unit of Bamidbar, you have to know what its name is. We spoke at length about this. We know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Bereishis might be referred to as Sefer HaYashar, following the right path, the right way, like Rabbi Nisil's Yisharim, the way to follow the right path. The Ramban, Nachmanides, says that it's called Sefer HaYetzira, the creation. And we gave a shir on that. And then we said Shemos. The Bahag says that Shemos is called Sefer Sheni. That's a weird name. But the Ramban calls it Sefer HaGe'ula. And we gave a shir on that. And then we spoke about Vayikra, Torah's Kohanim, the idea of Karbonos. And now we get to Bamidbar, Sefer HaPikudim, the Sefer of the Counting. And the obvious question that Nitziv, the great Nitziv, Naftali Svi Yehuda Barlin, who lived from 1816 to 1893, the founder of Volozhin, the great Nitziv, in his beautiful Svarim. The Nitziv has a lot of Svarim. He writes in the Sefer, the Emek Shela, the Sheiltis of Rav Haigon, one of the Gaonim, where he has his whole parish. He writes in the Hakdamah, he's told this story before, such an amazing story. He was a little boy. He was a troublemaker. He wasn't such a good student, and he overheard his parents saying, "Oi, little Naftali, we got to find a trade for him. Learning's not for him." And he heard this, and he said, "Hashem, give me kayach. Let me be a masmid. Let me be matzliach in my learning." And he said, he writes this in the beginning of his Sefer, that if after 120, again, he didn't, he's dead now, so it's after 120, 18, he lived again from 1816 to 1893, do your upper math, I don't know though, you gotta do the calculations on your calculator, Now, he didn't lift 120, but he said after when he finally finished the safer, he says, you know what's going to happen after 120 or whenever he died, less than 120? Hashem's going to say, Naftali, where's your safer? Where's your safer of Chumash? Where's your safer of Haigon? He's going to say, what do you mean? It's because I heard that conversation of my mom and my dad talking. And Rav Naftali Sviyud asked the obvious question, why is it called Sefer Pekudim? We all know that there are two countings in Bamidbar, one in this week's Parsha where we count everyone, and also there's a counting in Pinchas. And the obvious question, it could say so many different names. Why specifically called Sefer HaPekudim? And let's say 2B, the great Kedushei Harim, who was Yitzchak Meir Rotenberg, the great Chidushei Harim, the altar, Rav Yitzchak Meir Rotenberg altar from 1799 to 1866. He lived in the same time period as the Netziv, one of the greats, one of the great Hasidish masters, the Chidushei Harim, the first Geron Ebba. He says, we know that the Levim, Klal Yisrael is being counted, and all the other nations, all the other tribes are from 20 years and up. The Levim, the great Levim, were from 30 days and up. So when it's referring to the counting of the Levim, it says Bnei Yisrael five times. And the Chiddush HaRim brings down from the Medrash that these five times represent the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That the Chamisha Chumshei Torah have to be all together. And the Chiddush HaRim asks, what in the world does that mean? What does the Pinyon of Levim have to do with the Chamisha Chumshei Torah? What in the world is going on? Question two. Question three. We know we've been talking a lot about Sefiras HaOmer. We're a week away from Shavuos. We're a week away from accepting the Torah. Shavuos, the holiday where the Rebbeinu Shalom created that Nitzuin, that we created a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. And we've been speaking a lot about Sefiras HaOmer. I said when I spoke in Rivera Wine Shul, where my parents were at in Shir, last week, 2 weeks ago, and I said that one of my Rebbeinu, Rabbi Yonison Sachs, or Shashiva of Landers, wrote a whole Sefer just on Sefiras HaOmer. So many in Yonin. And we know that the Gemara tells us in Menachos Samach Vov, I believe, Usvartim Lachem, that there needs to be a Sefira L'chol Echod Ve'Echod. Everyone needs to have their own counting. A similar Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Aleph L'Akachtim Lachem, that everyone needs to bring their own Da'alot Minim. And the great Pre-Chodosh, one of the great Achronim, says, we know that there's a halacha that normally a chazan or someone else could be Yotze you, called the halacha of Shomea Ka'one. You listen and you respond Amen and you're Yotze with their bracha. It happens a lot. You're in a big room and the guy's making Kiddush. Not everyone's making their own Kiddush. You're being Yotze Shomea Ka'one. Comes along the Pre-Chodosh and the Pre-Chodosh says something remarkable. That by Sfira, everyone needs to make their own Sfira. Again, halacha Maisa is what we do. I'm not sure. You could be Yotze with someone else, especially if you have a doubt. But says the Pre-Chodosh L'chol Echad Ve'Echad, every single person needs to make their own counting. Why is that? Why by Sfira does everyone need to make their own counting? So again, we have three questions. Question number one, in B'chukosai Teilechu, why the Lashon of Chakika, of engraving, and why the Lashon of Yelechu go? The language doesn't make so much sense. Question two of the Nitziv, the great Nitziv, Sefer Pekudim, why is Bamidbar called Sefer Pekudim? And furthermore, the Chiddush HaRim asks that it says Bnei Yisrael five times when we're counting the Levim at age 30 days. What does it have to do with the Chamisha Chumshei Torah? What's Peshan in this Medrash? And lastly, why does everyone need their own counting? So a Gevaldik Yisoid. Again, we talk about, I have a lot of Yisodus that I bring out in different ways in different parshas. It's all about the end game. It's all about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, making Hashem part of our lives. realizing that Hashem loves us and He's with us and He wants so much good from us. That's what it's all about. And we've spoken about relationships and obviously Siyata Dishmaya. I just caught up my notebook, Baruch Hashem. Getting close to almost three years of writing down every day of Siyata Dishmaya, showing that Hashem is in her life. But I saw a beautiful Yisod. And I think this idea we all could work on, and I think it's a major Yisod. The Mishkan Betzal, one of the great Rabbonim, I think he lives in Muncie, his name is Rabbi Betzal Radinsky, wrote beautiful Svarim, answers the question with this Yisod. And the Yisod is found in the beginning of Bamidbar, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Rashi brings down. And it's very funny because when I was in university and I was going to classes, I got close with some of my teachers, my professors. And there was one, he actually came to my engagement party, he actually came to my house. Again, I wasn't trying to kiss up to him because I wanted good grades, maybe a little, but we actually really became friends. There was one point, I think it was a sociology class, we took the whole class to Rikers Island, my grandfather, Rabbi Bomzer, Olav Shalom, the great Rabbi Bomzer, he was a chaplain of Rikers Island, and we took a school trip to Rikers Island. It was awesome, unbelievable. My grandfather had a nice following. He said, you know, there were a lot of African Americans that were a part that became Jewish, they got better food, whatever, we don't talk about that. And he wanted to learn Torah with me, and I think it was around this time, because I remember doing this Rashi, and I said to him, listen, we're going to read a Rashi. Right, he has a parish on the Chumash, Shlomo Yitzchaki, the great Rashi. And he said, can you give me a little introduction? I said, okay, I don't have so much time, but I'll give you a little introduction. God created the world 6 days, 7 days, rested. No questions. He's like, can I ask a question? No, no questions. Then we had the Avos, Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. A lot of stories, no questions. He's like, let me ask a question. I'm like, no, I only have half hour. I'm sorry. I had a Chavrusa Mizusa. Then we have Karbonis, sacrifices. He's like, please. I'm like, then we get to Bamidbar. He's like, and then you skipped a little. I'm like, maybe a little. I'm sorry. So I said, listen to this Rashi. Rashi says like this. Mitoch chibasan lefanim. Because of Klal Yisrael's dearness before him, mone osam. He counts them kol shah at all times. Kishayatsu mi Mitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim, Manam, he counts them. Ukshanafu be'egel, when they messed up at the egel, he counts them. Because he loves us. Klal Yisrael, he loves us. He loves every single one of us. You know, when someone counts, there can be two objectives why they're counting. Like, Kanai Nahara, Baruch Hashem, I love my whole family. But I have a lot of kids, especially when we go to the airport. Everyone's looking at us, everyone's going to different places, they got their flights. We color coordinate them, everyone's looking at us like we're crazy. You know, it was before Chaim was born, my youngest. Six girls all matching, everyone thought it was the craziest thing in the world. But again, the reason why we color coordinate, and rather than we had like a count off, is that no one gets lost. Right? As we all know, that visual presentation, i.e. movie, oh, Kasper Shalom, don't say movie, but visual presentation, Home Alone, Kevin. He gets lost. I don't know how you go on an airplane without your kid, whatever. Kasha, don't ask so many kashas on movies. I love that movie. It's a great movie. Ah, right? Kevin! Whatever. And, right, that whole thing, Home Alone, The Burglars. Funny movie. Excellent movie. But, there's the idea of counting so no one gets lost. Hashem says, no, no, no. You know why I'm counting you? I'm counting you because I love you. I love you so much. You're my chosen nation. And we know that Hashem loves us on an individual level. And He cares about every single one of us. Every single one. Smira lechol echad ve'echad. We're all individuals. And we all look differently. We all have different DNAs. We all have different fingerprints. And we all are different. And there's the idea of the individual. But says Rabbi Sal Radinsky, there's also the idea of the unit, the tzibur, all of Klal Yisrael coming together as a unit. you know, we have a lot of different groups within Klal Yisroel. But I think if we all work on this, that we all come together as a unit, you know, it's very hard. Because everyone has different ideas, what's right and what's wrong. But we need to be more accepting of one another. Again, everyone needs to believe in their beliefs and have their chachamim, their rabbonim, their Torah, the way they learn it up. But we can't look at people, we can't judge them. We have to look at them positively. We have to understand that everyone's coming from different backgrounds. You know, they tell a joke that, all these jokes, there's some truth to it. The guy gets lost and he goes to an island. And what does he do? He works hard, he creates his own shul. And then, they finally find him, and he creates a magnificent shul. He can pray to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Hashem. And when they come to the mountain, when they come to the island, they say, I understand that you have a place of prayer. But why is there another shul? So he's like, that's the shul that I don't daven in. And we all do it. It's a joke, and it's cute, and we knew the story. But there's a truth to all these jokes. And we know that Klal Yisrael, since the beginning of time, of Kayin and Hevel, and the brothers, Yosef at Tzaddik, and all the brothers, Yachronim, say that they viewed him as a rodef. They thought he deserved to die. Can you imagine Yosef at Tzaddik, who saved all the whole world, and the Jewish nation, Yosef at Tzaddik? Because sometimes people have different opinions. And they think that they're right. Right? I once heard from Dr. David Lieberman, a tremendous speaker on Torah Anytime, a very well-known therapist, tremendous shiurim, talks about all the different topics, crazy world going on nowadays. And he said it's called the middle son syndrome. Because what does that mean? My younger brother gets everything, he's spoiled, he doesn't do anything, he doesn't listen to any rules, he's the guy that just does whatever he wants, he's the baby. He's one side, and then I have my older brother thinks he knows everything. He thinks that he's in charge, and he's the extreme guy. Me, I'm the guy in the middle, I'm the normal one. And we all think that way. We do. We all, whether it's because we're not so confident with ourselves, or whatever the reasons are, and we don't always understand why we do things, or we're not happy with ourselves. But there's one goal. The goal is to create unity amongst Klal Yisrael. Yes, there's going to be individualism. There's going to be yechidim, and we're all yechidim. We need to count. L'chol echod ve'echod. Everyone needs to count their own counting. But at the same time, we're part of Klal Yisrael as a whole. It doesn't matter if you're Hasidish. It doesn't matter if you're Haredi. It doesn't matter anything. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. We have one end goal, and that's to serve Hashem and to bring Mashiach. And to bring the Beis HaMikdash back. And we forget that, so we get so caught up in different things. And again, it's hard. It's not easy. Sometimes, again, we need to protect our views and we're scared a little. But we have to be more accepting of others. As I spoke about, again, I'm not going on to relationships because I think this is a major theme that I don't talk about so much. The idea of unity of Klal Yisrael, but the individualism. How to maintain the individualism within the tzibur. It's not easy. But again, everyone's different. Everyone's a yachid. But we're part of a big tzibur of Klal Yisrael. We all have an achrayus. There's not so many Jews out there. Right? How many? 10 million. And then every day we're losing more of us. Everyone has an achrayus. We all have a major responsibility. Whether we like it or not, we got to keep this world going. Without us, the world's falling apart. And we need to believe that. We all are part of the unit. They tell a story, and then we'll come back to answering all the questions. Don't worry. They tell a story. A great, great composer. You know, I Googled some great composers trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about. I'll throw out some names. I really don't know who the story is about. Leonardo Bernstein, Thomas Beckham, Charles Munch. I don't know if I'm pronouncing these names right at all. But they tell a story. I don't know if it was about this guy. And I actually, when I was in college, I went to a symphony. I had to take a music class. Me and my friend went. And we had to, you know, that's a trombone. I don't even know the words. That's a drum. I know what a drum is. That's a guitar. That's a violin. Oh, the clarinet, beautiful. Right, all these different things. And like show that it all comes together. It's beautiful. There was a beautiful orchestra that happened. And everyone was blown away. And they came to the head of it, the conductor. And they said, wow, it's amazing. He said, everything's amazing except there was one guy missing. He said, what do you mean? How do you know? I didn't realize. He It's like there's one guy, I'm telling you. Because he realized why? Because everyone's important. Even that guy playing the little string in the violin. That's so important. Because everyone's part of that unit. We're all part of that unit. We're all Klal Yisrael. And we can't forget this. We forget it. We get so caught up in ourselves. And we don't realize that we're all part of Klal Yisrael. That's what I think Pshat is. Sphira lichol echad ve'echad. We're all individuals. And although we're all individuals, at the same time, I remember there's a therapist, a big Talmud Chacham in Yeshiva, he's working. And you know, I talked to him, the Rabbein talked to him about different guys. We talked Lashon Hara, and now Lashon Hara, obviously Toelis for the Bachrit. And then we talked about all their strengths, obviously, and how to work with them. And I remember once talking to him, and I was going on and on. He met with the boy, and we were going on talking about it. And I said, but, and he said, never say but. Say at the same time. Because if you say but, then you're negating everything you just said. Like, he's a great guy, does it, but. No, at the same time. I realize I say at the same time a lot. You'll realize now, and now you really realize. But there's this idea of being an individual. Svir l'chol echad ve'echad. And we're counting. We're getting to Shavuos. We're getting closer, a week away to Kabbalah Satayre. But at the same time, we have to realize that we're part of that big unit of Klal Yisrael, and we can't forget it. So now let's try to answer these questions. Usvartim lachem, as we just said, Svartim lachem l'chol echad ve'echad. When we're counting Yovel, the 50 years, it says in the Torah, Svartim l'cha. It's bezdin. It's a collective unit counting. So we have this duality. The idea of counting on an individual level, but getting to Shavuos as a unit, as all Tzibur, getting to the Shavuos. Why is it called Sefer Pekudim? Why, says Rashi, as I spoke about, because he loves us. Says in it says something else also. Not only does he love us, and of course Hashem loves us. But if you look at the countings, there's two countings going on in Bamidbar. There's one counting going on in the beginning of Bamidbar, when we're in the Midbar for 40 years, and Hashem is giving us everything. He's giving us the mun, the food, that you just think of something and you get it. It's awesome. And we're getting the water always, and we're getting the Nani Kavod. Life was easier. The Medrash says that you grew with your clothes. Life was much easier. There weren't so many Yisurim. That's the Midbar. What's the next counting? The next counting is in Parshas Pinchas, when we're getting closer to going to Eretz Yisrael. If you look at the time period, there's around 38 years exactly. We don't have details on the Chumash, what happened in those 38 years. But it's clear that the first counting is in the Midbar, and now the second counting is getting closer. Says in Itziv, he builds his Yisod in so many different places, that when we're in the Midbar, Hashem is giving us all the Nisim and the flows, and he's building us and showing us the love. But then, we go into Eretz Yisrael, where there's Nisim, and we have Eretz Yisrael nowadays, and all the Nisim and the flows about Eretz Yisrael now. We finally have Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, and the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Again, we don't have the Geula yet, but we need a daven for it, but we have the Kaisel, and we have Yerushalayim, and we have to realize that, how great that is. But there's also Yisur, and it's not so easy. Things are not so easy, especially in this country. Things are not so easy. Story, I could go on for 4 hours about different stories. But it's about the hishtadlus, the working hard, that it's not so easy. But Hashem is obviously with us. So that's a transition. You have a transition. It says in its sieve, that's why the countings represent this idea. The first counting is just the love about building us in the Midbar. But then there's a transition and we're going to go into the land. It's not going to be so easy. But we're going to persevere. We're going to realize that we're going to do it. What about Chakika? What about Bechukosai Telechu? So I heard from a great Rav, Rav Aryeh Leibowitz, tremendous shiurim, Wayi Torah, thousands of shiurim, big Rav in Woodmere. He says that the word chakika, how do you write something? You take out a pen. Nowadays, most people don't know how to write, but there's something called a pen and paper. You take notes, right? I was actually, when I was giving a shiur at a wine shul, people were taking notes. I don't want to stop anyone. I was once giving a shiur in Eishet Torah, and they were taking notes. Women. And women take notes, not the men. Men think they know everything. Whatever. I'm making fun of myself. It's okay. That they're taking notes. And I said, what are you doing? And they're like, we take notes. I'm like, oh, I teach Bachur, and they don't know notes. They know everything already. They wrote the Torah. Just joking. Personal joke. Whatever. Okay, sorry. So what's Chakika? Either you take your pen or the ink, and you put it on the Torah. Gavaldik. But it's not part of the paper. It's on top of the paper. What's another way? You chisel out. You take a piece of rock or whatever and you chisel it out. into words. That's kakiko. That's getting in. The Gemara is talking about in Gittin, in Kedushin, the idea of chakuk. And the Gemara is in Shabbos about chakiko. You create, you engrave, you carve out. When you carve out, that's part of the thing. Bechukosai teilechu. We're not just trying to learn Torah that it's information outside. That, okay, I do my thing, and we're trying to make it chakika, part of our neshama. Teilechu is going. I'm going with it. It's really part of me. That's what we're trying to do. That the whole idea is that we might have struggles and we might have hardships, but it's about the chakika, making Torah and learning part of my life. That's what it's all about. It's about making Torah real, not just a book of laws, but a life of Torah. That's what it's all about. So that's what's going on here. We have this idea, Hashem loves us, Bamidbar, He loves us, He wants to count us. Not because we don't want to lose anyone, because everyone's important and chashuv. And we have individuality, sphere, l'chol echad ve'echad. According to the Prichadosh, you don't count, you count yourself, you don't rely on someone else. Because we all have unique, we have greatness, and we have strengths, and we all have to add to society, and the things that we need to work on, our weaknesses, and not give up, and get out of that comfort zone. But then we have to realize that we're part of a big unit. We can't look down upon another person. We have to realize, wow, as I always quote my grandfather, Rabbi Bamzer, we know that Ben Zoma argues with the Chachamim, right? Leila Seder. Kol Yimei Chayecha, why kol? Right? Machlokes between Ben Zoma and the Chachamim. Either it's coming to include Moshe Mashiach, okay, Pesach, Seder, Torah. We postulate Ben Zoma. Why? It's against the majority. So he said, beautiful, who's Ben Zoma? Ben Zoma is a person that says, who's a Chacham, who's a smart guy? Halome Mikol Adam. Ben Zoma represents everyone, not just himself, because you could learn from everyone. And yeah, we might have differences, and we might be different, and you have to obviously create your boundaries, and you can't be affected by someone that might bring you down. But you can't look down at anyone. You can't look down. You can't be judgmental. You can't look down. We could only build. The only person that we could change is ourselves. The more we change ourselves and work on our midos, we could be mashmil, we could affect. But the only way to do that is to build yourself and realize that we're part of that seaboard, part of that community. If a person realizes this, that he's an individual in the community of Klal Yisrael, and everyone counts, everyone, we're all playing, everyone's playing in a different instrument, but everyone's important, then we'll make such achievements in this world, and we'll come together as a unit, and we will realize that life is about connecting to Hashem, doing the mitzvahs, chakika, making it real, chakika, real, teilechu. And if we do this, we'll mamish get closer, we'll bring the shvuas. Kabbalah HaTorah is all of Klal Yisrael. Doesn't matter what you are, but one idea that Hashem runs the world and we have a beautiful Torah to unify us. Let us keep on growing. Be in touch. Send me an email. I like giving shout-outs. All the people here, keep in touch, obviously. But let's get more involved. Let's keep on learning, davening. Realizing that Hashem is part of our life. Let us take this Parshas Bechukosai, this Parshas Bamidbar, and let us make it real. Let us make it close to our hearts. Let us realize that the Rabbono Shalom loves all of us, and we just want to keep on getting closer and closer to Him. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos, a Shabbos of growth, and it should be an uplifting Shabbos. And we should just keep on counting Sfira to Kabbalah HaTorah. Everyone have an amazing Shabbos.